From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, May 11th. Coming up, we follow a single dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine from its manufacturing to the arm it's injected into. That story from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. With Illinois heading toward a full economic reopening next month as the state's COVID-19 metrics improve, the state's Department of Public Health is launching a program to vaccinate workers in office buildings around the state. Hannah Meisel has more.
The first wave of office building vaccine clinics will begin this week in Chicago, suburban Schaumburg, and Rockford. But the state is recruiting building managers across Illinois to set up vaccination opportunities for employees, especially security workers, custodians, front desk staff, and building engineers. Governor J.B. Pritzker says some vaccine hesitancy can be defeated by making shots easily accessible, like during shift changes in big buildings.
Many of these buildings' employees have been here day in and day out the entirety of the pandemic.
The Illinois Department of Public Health has responded to a recent slowdown in vaccine uptake with more targeted approaches, like mobile vaccine clinics in this office building effort, staffed by pharmacists from Walgreens. I'm Hannah Meisel.
An Illinois congressman says it's vital for the United States to help contain the COVID-19 pandemic as it continues to worsen in India. Raja Krishnamoorthy is a Democrat representing Illinois' 8th District in the Chicago suburbs. He's one of four members of Congress with Indian heritage. Speaking on the 21st, Krishnamoorthy says the longer COVID continues to spread around the world, the more likely it is to see a resurgence in the United States.
There are variants coursing throughout the world, and it only takes one variant to overpower one of our vaccines in the United States, and all of a sudden we're back to square one.
2 weeks ago, the Biden administration pledged to send 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine overseas that the U.S. is not using, but Krishnamoorthy says he's growing impatient that the U.S. hasn't yet sent those doses. There are nearly 250,000 people in Illinois who identify as having Indian heritage. Midwest farmers will likely need to pay more if they want to buy more land. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports a good year for farmers is leading to rising land values.
The cost of farmland in the Midwest has remained the same since around 2013, but that's starting to change. Randy Dickhut is the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National Company based out of Omaha. He says agricultural land values have increased about 10% since last fall.
There wasn't any increase in amount for sale. It's just kind of been on the lower side. So the lower supply, good demand, and the market responds with higher prices.
Dickhut also says increased commodity prices, fewer trade stressors, and government aid have contributed to higher land values. He says the longer the crop prices remain high, the longer the land value will stay. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.
Champaign-Urbana public health officials reported 15 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The number of active cases fell to 323, the lowest number in nearly 3 weeks. There are 18 Champaign County residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves a broader region, reported 33 patients with COVID-19, up from 27 last week. There are 7 patients in the ICU, down by 1 from a week ago. CU health officials also reported nearly 1,000 doses of a COVID vaccine were administered on Sunday. Nearly 45% of the county's vaccine-eligible population and 37% of the total population are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Still to come, we follow the journey of a single dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine until it's injected into one man's left arm. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. More than 100 million Americans have been vaccinated against COVID-19, and delivering each dose requires a complex chain of events. This is the story of one of those doses and how it ended up in Archie Thomas's left arm. Steve Berger reports for Side Effects Public Media.
Okay. All right. Which arm do you want to receive this in? Left or right?
Archie Thomas is a church organist who grew up attending the Greater St. James Missionary Baptist Church in Evansville, Indiana. He still plays here occasionally. But on this warm spring day, the 49-year-old is visiting for another reason, to get his first shot of COVID vaccine.
Well, I do have a pre-existing condition, diabetes, so I thought it would be, you know, in my best interest to get vaccinated.
When he learned about the pop-up clinic at the Southern Indiana Church, he talked his mother, Elizabeth, into going with him to be vaccinated. She takes Archie's picture to record the big moment. That dose of Moderna vaccine is from lot number 017B21A. I wanted to trace its path, so I pieced together information from the CDC, the vaccine distributor, and health officials. Moderna wouldn't say where this dose was made, but it could have come from the company's big plant outside Boston or a partner facility. Next, it's shipped to McKesson, which handles distribution. The company has four warehouses where workers assemble kits of supplies and then wait for a shipping order from the CDC. That comes once Indiana Health Commissioner Christina Box requests the release of part of the state's weekly vaccine allotment. I asked her about it at a news conference.
We try to make sure that that vaccine is already designated to go to specific sites, so we're not trying to redistribute vaccine all across the state.
In the case of the Moderna vaccine lot we're tracing, that specific site is the Greater St. James Church. It's hosting a clinic staffed by the local health department, which brings us to the Vandenberg County Health Department in Evansville, where McKesson has shipped lot 017B21A. Clinical and Outreach Division Director Lynn Herr takes me into the secure vaccine storage area.
Well, I gotta wait for it because it's been open. So this is the freezer in which we put our freshly shipped Moderna vaccine.
The stand-up freezer is one of several holding various vaccines, and because Moderna's vaccine has to be stored at an extremely stable temperature, a timer keeps the door from being opened too often.
One day prior to one of our clinics, the lot numbers that we're going to use, we pull out of the freezer and it moves to a refrigerator.
So Moderna lot 017B21A is ready for the clinic at the Greater St. James Recreation Center. It's the final step that is the most difficult, getting people to sign up for the vaccine. I ask Archie Thomas about his own reluctance.
Do you have some concerns about it?
I did at first, but the church that I attend in Owensboro, Kentucky, Mount Calvary, Pastor Andre Bradley, he had a medical professional come and talk to us and give us some information about it, so I was a little bit more at ease.
So the church, in your case, played a role in you getting the vaccine?
Yes, sir, it did.
How important do you think that role is?
Being a faith-based Christian, it's good to have all kind of information, and you know, these are things that the church needs to talk about, you know, so they can be very proactive concerning health.
That hesitancy continues to be a serious problem. The local health department planned for over 300 people at this clinic, but it delivered just 11 doses. Because of the low response, Greater St. James Clinic organizers canceled an event to deliver the second doses of the Moderna vaccine. Archie Thomas and the others will go directly to the health department for their second doses. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Steve Berger.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 59 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Seth Bodine, and Steve Berger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.